This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, this is the time of the year when a lot of high school juniors are taking their ACTs and scheduling college campus tours, and high school seniors are jumping to the mailbox looking for college acceptance letters and hopefully financial aid packages. There are many in Michigan who believe that this, heading to college, is the key to a successful life. There is a lot of evidence that young adults with that four-year degree will do better in terms of employment and wages than their peers who have some college or a two-year degree or only a high school diploma. But there is another side to this discussion, the one that raises the question, is college truly the right choice for all of our high school grads? And are we overlooking opportunities offered by skilled trades and other careers that don't require that four-year degree? Joining me to explore these questions is Glenda Price. She's the former president of Marygrove College in Detroit, and she is now the president of the Detroit Public Schools Foundation. And we welcome back Lou Glazer. He's president of Michigan Future, Inc. Good to have you with us, Lou.
My pleasure.
I want to start with you, Lou. You have been extremely and always consistent in your view that the key to Michigan's economic health and really our nation's depends on how many adults in our workforce have that four-year college degree. Now, let's talk about the millennials. What does the data tell us about the ones with that four-year degree versus the ones without?
So there's a terrific new study out by the Pew Research Center, which I really recommend your listeners take a look at, which both compares sort of the economic well-being of millennials by education attainment and then compares today's generation, the 25 to 32-year-olds, to those in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And the conclusion from the research, which actually is somewhat contrary to what's become conventional wisdom, is that those who have a four-year degree or more, these are 25 to 32-year-olds coming out of the worst recession since the Great Depression, are doing better in terms of income than any previous generation of college-educated young people. The gap between them and those who have a two-year degree or high school is growing, and their unemployment rate is lower. So at the moment, if you want a reliable path to the middle class, it is predominantly for those who have four-year degrees or more. It's more true today than it has been ever before.
Glenda Price, your recent column in Bridge Magazine was an interesting take from a past college president because you asked the question, is college the right choice for all high school grads?
Well, and indeed, I have asked that question because of my new position here with the Detroit Public Schools Foundation. I have been looking at K-12 education in a very different way than I have in the past. And one of the things that I am seeing is that, unfortunately, our K-12 educational system is not preparing as many students to go to college as we would like. And as a result, we have a significant number of students who truly are not prepared. And as a result, they attend in many, many instances, and they fail. The six-year graduation rate across the country right now is only 57%. And so when you look at all of those students who are not prepared, you have to ask yourself the question, how can we better serve them? Of course, the easy answer is we have to do something with our K-12 system, and I agree with that. But between now and then, what about all of the students who are graduating high school and are not able to complete a four-year degree?
What do you say to that, Lou?
Yeah, look, I mean, I agree 100% with what Dr. Price just said. The tragedy at the moment is that in an economy which increasingly is requiring people with sort of advanced learning, is that we have a K-12 system that in way too many cases is not preparing kids for that economy. So I think two things are true. One is that we really have to make sure that our K-12 system works for every kid. Period.
Right.
Period.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But secondly, there clearly are kids who come out of high school today poorly served by the K-12 system, mm-hmm. for whom they really, if they go to college, they're not going to succeed. If they go to a four-year college, they're not going to succeed. For them, we need options. But that's a failure of our K-12 system, not sort of where we want to end up long term.
And I agree with that 100%. We must address the quality of K-12 education so that every student who graduates has the option to go to a four-year college or university if they choose to do so. But I also recognize that even some of those students who are prepared academically are not prepared emotionally. They need some time to grow up. And I really do believe that college should be for everyone, but not necessarily at the time that they graduate from high school.
So give me an idea of the of what you might, and I know in England they do that gap year before they go off, so they do grow up a little bit, do some public service or some kind of experience.
Well, I have a perfect example in my family that I will use. I have a niece who is academically capable, and at the time that she graduated from high school, she simply was not prepared to go to school. She wanted to cook, and so she went off to a culinary arts program, and she received that certificate. She started working in a restaurant and said, gosh, I don't want to do this the rest of my life, but what I'm really interested in is nutrition. So, you know, after a number of years, she did grow up. She understood that what she really wanted to do was going to require that four-year degree, and so she took the appropriate steps. Had she gone right out of high school, she would not have succeeded. I have no doubt in my mind about that.
And that has nothing to do with K through 12 instruction. That's where a youngster's head is at,
sure,
at the point of getting that high school diploma.
Exactly. Sure. And we have to acknowledge that there are students like that, that we need to help make that transition.
Sure. I mean, I continue to be a really big fan of AmeriCorps, you know, and which is this opportunity for people to do community service and earn relatively low wages, but also earn some college tuition as part of AmeriCorps as sort of this transition year. The kind of story that Dr. Price just told about people going in the workforce first and then figuring out that they want to get a four-year degree is terrific. The key to all of this, though, is that you want a high school education so that doing well in a four-year university is a realistic option for every student, and then let it be their choice whether they pursue it or not. At the moment, what we've ended up doing is in too many cases, we either have a lousy high school education where they're not prepared, or some adult tells the kid in high school, you're not college material, and steers them away.
Soft expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
If you've just joined us, we're speaking with Lou Glazer, president of Michigan Future Incorporated, and with Glenda Price, who's president of the Detroit Public Schools Foundation, kind of asking the question, is college the right choice for all high school grads? And, you know, Lou, I noted, you know, your recent blog post on the Michigan Future website noted the millennials, actually, I was surprised at this, have a higher four-year degree attainment than the previous generations, Gen X, the boomers, and the silence. I've never heard that. They're also known as the greatest generation.
Right.
So they're getting there. But to be fair, we all know there are too many college-educated workers who are making lattes at Starbucks while they are trying to figure out how to use that degree and pay down huge student loans.
Yeah, yes, although I think it's way exaggerated. I mean, so what the Pew data says, this is for 25 to 32-year-olds, is that even in this lousy economy, the unemployment rate for college four-year degree young professionals is about 3%. Of those who work, 90% have a full-time job, and their average wage is $45,000. The $45,000 corrected for inflation is higher than it was for the boomers, Generation X, or the silence. So they're doing better than previous generations. I mean, we've got this sense that somehow or other, because everybody knows someone at Starbucks that has a college degree, that they're the general rule. It turns out they're not the general rule.
Glenda, do you want to comment on that?
Well, I would agree with that. I'm sure that that is true. Having spent so much time in higher education, I really do believe that having that degree is the ticket, the passport into the middle class for those who are not yet there, or to stay in the middle class in advance for those who are fortunate enough to be born into the middle class. But I come back to continuing to ask the question of how do we transform our K-12 educational system so that every student has options and opportunities when they graduate. Right now, everyone doesn't. It is not an even playing field for entry into college. So that the statistics that Lou has cited are right on. I don't disagree with any of it, but I am concerned that if we continue to send students into college that are not prepared, they will end up in great debt, have a sense of failure when they could be successful in other ways while we're preparing our K-12 system to not allow that to happen into the future.
It's interesting. I'm thinking of emails that I have gotten just here on Stateside from people who listen to conversations we have on this very topic. And you don't have to look real hard to find people who believe that this push for four-year college degrees is more about maybe generating revenue for universities. What's your response to that when you hear that, Lou? I take it you've heard it too.
Yeah.
And those of us who are in higher education simply laugh.
Right.
It's nonsense.
Yeah, correct. I mean, it's so two things. First of all, I mean, if you really look at the data, their tuition is going up far faster than higher ed expenses are going up. The difference is that the public has decided not to invest in higher education. So, I mean, that's really what's forcing tuition up is this disinvestment by the public. So when I went to college, 70% of my tuition was paid for by the government, mainly the state of Michigan. I went here to the University of Michigan. Today, it's like 20%. I mean, it's So it's once again, nobody has to go to college. People are choosing to go to college. That's what's encouraging about the Pew data is that the millennials are not listening to this nonsense about that they would be better off not getting a four-year degree. Huh. More of them are getting a four-year. So the reason that that's consumer demand, that's exactly what you want.
And Glenda, I guess what I also hear you say is we also do need to Think of these young people who are not equipped, perhaps, to succeed at the four-year degree, but could elsewise. So what other steps and options do you see that could offer that young person a path to a productive life with a decent paycheck?
Well, I think that looking at all of the skilled areas, whether or not it is culinary arts or any of the artistic areas or skilled manufacturing for individuals, there are lots of options. And I think that one of the things that we have to do is to help students to find something where they can begin. And that's the way in which I look at it. It's not the end. I would hope that what we are doing is instilling in everyone a sense of lifelong education. You may begin at this particular place and level, but you will continue to grow. You will continue to have educational options, and you will indeed have the opportunity at some point to go to college to get that degree that is going to catapult you into the next economic level.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I mean, you know, what we always say when we do presentations is that those with a four-year degree are doing best economically. It also is the best predictor of how well the whole community is doing. But getting a two-year degree or occupational certificate is still a good option. Mm-hmm. And kids need to understand that, know about it, and once again, because their skill level is going up as well, mm-hmm. they also need a good K-12 education to get into a community college and do well.
Absolutely. And some of the skilled areas are requiring an equal level of reading and comprehension ability as college. And so I don't think that we can simply say, well, you know, you don't need as much K-12 education in order to go into one of the skilled trades. You certainly do need it. And so, again, it comes back to making sure that it's an option and not a default position.
Interesting battle cry from these lifelong educators. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, Lou Glazer of Michigan Future Incorporated, and Glenda Price of the Detroit School Foundation, also former president of Marygrove College in Detroit. Thank you so much to both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you. I hope that the conversation continues.